Hello, this is Rabbi David Filzenthal. We're learning Bava Kamma, the ninth chapter, Mishnahs 10 and 11. Ha'omer livno, if a person says to his son, Konam i'ata nene mishali. Konam, I vow that you will not benefit from what is mine. Imes, if he dies, yirashenu, he inherits him. Bechayav, in his lifetime, ubemoso, and after his death. Imes, lo yirashenu. So if he says, you will not inherit me during my lifetime or after my death, so then he does not inherit it. V'yakser levanav olachrav, and it returns to his sons or to his brothers. V'im aimlo, and if he doesn't have sons or brothers, love, he borrows, ubali hachov boim v'nifroim. And the creditors come and they collect payments. So this mission is dealing with a son whose father forbade him by a vow to have any benefit from his property. And his legal status regarding the inheritance was taught incidentally to the previous Mishnah. Now in Tractate Nedarim we learn that the word konam refers to a vow, like we said. And it's a substitute for the word sacrifice. In other words, the one taking the vow says, konam this thing to me, meaning this thing shall be forbidden to me as a sacrifice is forbidden to me. So if a person says that konam, that you will not benefit from what is mine, right? It's a vow saying that that which you enjoy from what is mine is forbidden to you as a sacrifice is forbidden to you as well. Okay? Now, if he says in his lifetime and after his death, so he's forbidden to benefit from the property of the inheritance, but he does obtain the inheritance by law, but he can't benefit from it. So he's as one who inherits property from which it is forbidden to derive benefit. So he restores his portion of the inheritance, right? He gives it to his father's sons, his brothers, or to his father's brothers. And if he's the only son and doesn't have anybody to give it to, right? So then he borrows, eats that, and the creditors collect payment from the portion of the property of his inheritance that he's not allowed to benefit from. This isn't considered a violation of the vow because the creditor's collection of their debts from the property of the inheritance is not regarded as a benefit. As it's taught, if a person is prohibited by a vow from deriving any benefit from his fellow, he can repay his debt for him. Mishnah 11. Hagozel es hager v'nishbalo. If one steals from a convert and swears to him that he didn't, v'meis, and he dies, he pays the principal and the chomesh to the priests and a guilt offering to the altar. If a man has no kinsman to whom restitution may be made to, ha'asham mushav lahashem. So then the restitution for this guilt is made to the Lord. Right? So the convert died, he doesn't have any kinsmen, and so therefore it's made to the priests, the principal Nachomish, and a guilt offering is put on the Mizbeach. Ha'asham Mushav Lashem LaKohen, to the priests. Milvad El HaKippurim Asher Yikaper Bo'alav, except for the Ram of Atonement, whereby atonement shall be made for him. That's the end of the quote. Hayamala es hakesef es ashen. So if the money is there, you know, if this money is taken up, and the guilt offering, and he's bringing them to be sacrificed and given away, vameis, and then he dies. Hakesef yinasen lebanav, the money you give to his sons, va'ashem yir ad shis ta'ev, and the guilt offering will go to pasture until it becomes unfit to be a sacrifice anymore. V'imacher v'yiplu damav linadava, and it will be sold, and its money shall be fall as a free will offering. So again, if a convert dies, has no heirs, whoever is first to take it attains that property. So our Mishnah discusses how a person who stole from a convert, who then died, fulfills his obligation to return the stolen object. Because once it's stolen from before he dies, and he has no heirs, and then he dies, and there's no relatives to give it to. So again, so we said that the principal and chomesh go to the priests, and he brings the guilt offering as a sacrifice on the Mizbeach. And that's because he has no goel, no kinsman, to whom restitution can be made. Obviously, if he did have kinsmen, so then the restitution would be made to him, that to those kinsmen, not to the priests and etc. Now, the Torah, however, says that there's still a mitzvah to return the stolen object, right? And if he dies, so then there's no longer any need to return that stolen object if the thief dies. And so then the money can go to the sons of the thief. And the guilt offering, like we said, will wait till it's no longer fit to be an offering, and then it'll be sold, and then the money will become a free will offering. Tomorrow we will learn Mishnah 12 in chapter 9 and Mishnah 1 in chapter 10.